A real estate gift is a way to transfer ownership of a property to someone else without a sale transaction. It can be a complex process with tax implications and legal requirements, especially in Canada. If you are considering gifting real estate, it's important to understand the rules and procedures involved. This article will provide an in-depth guide on how to gift real estate in Canada. It will cover eligibility, types of properties that can be gifted, tax implications, legal issues, and alternative gifting options. We'll also discuss the benefits and risks of gifting real estate, how to choose the right recipient, and the importance of consulting a lawyer. Understanding real estate gifting. Real estate gifting involves giving away ownership of a property to another person or organization as a gift. It's important to understand that gifting real estate is not the same as selling it, and there are specific rules and regulations to follow. Types of real estate gifting. There are two types of real estate gifts in Canada. Inter vivos gifts. These are gifts made while the donor is alive. The donor transfers ownership of the property to the recipient as a gift. Testamentary gifts. These are gifts made in a will. The donor leaves the property to the recipient in their will, and ownership transfers after the donor's death. Tax implications of gifting real estate. Gifting real estate can have tax implications for both the donor and the recipient. In Canada, the donor may be subject to capital gains tax on the gifted property, and the recipient may be subject to income tax on the value of the gift. It's important to consult a tax expert to understand the tax implications of gifting real estate in your specific situation. Advantages and disadvantages of gifting real estate. There are several advantages and disadvantages to gifting real estate, including advantages. Tax benefits. Gifting real estate can have tax advantages for both the donor and the recipient, such as reducing capital gains tax for the donor and providing tax deductions for the recipient. Estate planning benefits. Gifting real estate can be an effective estate planning tool, allowing the donor to transfer ownership of a property to a chosen recipient and avoid probate. Family legacy. Gifting real estate can help preserve a family legacy and pass down property to future generations. Charitable contributions. Gifting real estate to a charity can be a meaningful way to support a cause and provide tax benefits. Disadvantages. Family disputes. Gifting real estate can sometimes lead to family disputes, especially if the gift is not divided equally among family members. Financial loss. Gifting real estate can be a financial loss for the donor if the property has increased in value since its purchase. Tax issues. Gifting real estate can have tax implications for both the donor and the recipient, and it's important to understand the tax rules and regulations. Legal challenges. Gifting real estate can be subject to legal challenges, especially if the donor is not of sound mind or the gift is not properly documented. Eligibility for gifting real estate in Canada. To gift real estate in Canada, the donor must meet certain eligibility requirements. Age limit for gifting real estate. In Canada, the legal age for gifting real estate is 18. The donor must be at least 18 years old to legally gift a property. Legal capacity of the donor. The donor must be of sound mind and have the legal capacity to gift property. If the donor is not of sound mind, the gift may be subject to legal challenges. Financial status of the donor. The donor must have the financial means to gift property. If the property is subject to a mortgage, the donor must obtain approval from the lender before gifting the property. Relationship to the recipient. The donor must have a close relationship to the recipient, such as a spouse, child, grandchild, or parent. Gifting a property to a non-relative or a distant relative may be subject to tax implications. Types of properties that can be gifted. In Canada, any type of real estate property can be gifted, including residential homes, commercial buildings, vacant land, and rental properties. However, it's important to note that gifting a rental property may have different tax implications than gifting a personal residence. Legal requirements for gifting real estate. Gifting real estate in Canada requires following specific legal procedures, including deed of gift. The donor must complete a deed of gift, which is a legal document that transfers ownership of the property from the donor to the recipient. The deed of a gift must be signed and witnessed by a lawyer or a notary public to be legally binding. Title transfer. The donor must transfer the title of the property to the recipient through the land title office in the province where the property is located. The recipient must pay a transfer tax on the value of the property, which varies by province. Approval from lender. If the property is subject to a mortgage, the donor must obtain approval from the lender before gifting the property. The lender may require the recipient to assume the mortgage or refinance the property. Consultation with a lawyer. Gifting real estate can have legal implications, and it's important to consult a lawyer to ensure that the gift is properly documented and meets all legal requirements. Alternative gifting options. If gifting real estate is not feasible or desirable, there are alternative gifting options, including gifting money. The donor can gift money to the recipient, which can be used to purchase a property or pay off a mortgage. Gifting money has fewer legal and tax implications than gifting real estate. Trusts. The donor can create a trust and transfer ownership of the property to the trust. The trust can provide income to the recipient and allow the donor to retain some control over the property. Life estate. The donor can transfer ownership of the property to the recipient but retain the right to live in the property for the remainder of their life. This allows the donor to maintain control over the property and avoid probate. Choosing the right recipient. Choosing the right recipient for a gifted property is an important decision. The recipient should have the financial means to maintain and improve the property and be able to handle any tax implications associated with the gift. Importance of consulting a lawyer. Gifting real estate can have legal implications, and it's important to consult a lawyer to ensure that the gift is properly documented and meets all legal requirements. Conclusion. Gifting real estate in Canada can be a complex process with tax implications and legal requirements. It's important to understand the rules and procedures involved and to consult a lawyer before making any decisions. Alternative gifting options may be more feasible or desirable for some donors. Ultimately, choosing the right recipient and properly documenting the gift can help ensure a successful real estate gifting experience. FAQs. Q. Can I gift real estate to a non-relative? Yes, you can gift real estate to a non-relative, but it may be subject to tax implications. Q. Can I gift a rental property? Yes, you can gift a rental property, but it may have different tax implications than gifting a personal residence. Q. Do I need approval from the lender to gift a property with a mortgage? Yes, you need approval from the lender before gifting a property with a mortgage. The lender may require the recipient to assume the mortgage or refinance the property. Q. Do I have to pay taxes when gifting real estate? A. The recipient of the gifted property may be subject to paying a transfer tax, which varies by province. Additionally, the donor may be subject to paying capital gains tax if the property has appreciated in value since it was purchased. It's important to consult a tax professional to understand any tax implications associated with gifting real estate. Q. Can I gift real estate to a minor? A. Yes, you can gift real estate to a minor, but it may be subject to certain legal restrictions. It's important to consult a lawyer to understand any legal requirements associated with gifting real estate to a minor. Need some extra cash to help your finances? Try Lionsgate. Are you struggling with your financial needs and need some extra cash? Lionsgate can help. Just fill out the form below, letting us know all your money or mortgage requirements, and we will find the best lender for you. Amazing thing. The process is free, and you can quit it at any time. We have a team of experts that analyze your requirements and pick the best lender for you with prudent advice. Note: please give your authentic information while completing the form below. Please share this article on your social media profiles if you found it helpful. Also, visit our blog to read similar helpful articles on finance, real estate, and getting mortgages.